You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn, he's Bart Scott Freddie, coming in for Alan Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as your smart speaker presented by Progressive Insurance. And, oh, yeah, apparently when it comes to Kyrie Irving, Christian Winfield, New York Daily News, is going to stop by in 10 minutes. He put out on Twitter not even 2 hours ago that, according to sources, Bart, Kyrie Irving has requested and received permission from the Brooklyn Nets to find sign and trade offers from other teams. Kevin Durant still has not spoken to the Nets front office. Russell Westbrook to Brooklyn remains unlikely, and more as events warrant, according to Christian Winfield of the New York Daily News.
Tell you what, he's running out of options, man. You look at it, and I think that's bad news for Kyrie because he wanted to be reports that maybe the Clippers are looking at him, maybe other teams. When you have no options, not only does he lose the advantage,
yeah,
you also, you know, Lakers are emboldened and empowered as well.
And also when it comes to Kyrie Irving, because I get it. You believe what you want to believe, especially how gifted of a playmaker that he's always has been. That talent is very seductive. It is a hypnotic narcotic that a lot of teams have wanted to be in business in. Cleveland when they drafted him, Boston when they traded for him, then the Brooklyn Nets signed him as a free agent, part of a package deal when it comes to Kevin Durant. But at a certain point, and I'm not, and I'll say this out loud, Bart, and it's unpopular, but I'll say it. I don't think Kyrie is to blame for any of this. It's the Brooklyn Nets and Kevin Durant, because you should have known what you were getting into. But because you were seduced by his nature and his talent, it always has a short shelf life, especially involving somebody, no matter how gifted they are, when it comes to Kyrie Irving on the basketball court.
Just imagine where this team would be if they had made the trade for James Harden and they were able to keep guys like LeBert. They were able to keep guys.
That's a good point.
Oh, they need a big man, Jared Allen. Right?
That's a good
with
point.
Those two and the others, they would have been better off. They would have been a deep team with everything that they needed. But because Kyrie and KD came together and decided, hey, they were playing ball in the summertime sometime this year with James Harden, they went out and played resident general manager. And went out there the same thing that LeBron did when he played resident general manager. No, we'll make it work with Westbrook. Everybody in the world said this team is not going to be able to win. Yep. This team is too old. You know, this is the AARP team. And, you know, Westbrook doesn't fit with what you would like to do because he needs to basketball. And that's LeBron's job. He's the guy that's the facilitator. He can't shoot. He can't play off the ball. He might as well be a damn post player. Like, they got Westbrook. He's basically a big. And now you look at Kyrie and, you know, you want to add him to that. Yeah, of course, if you're the Lakers, like, you're stuck between Westbrook. Like, you're like, what the hell am I going to do? Like, yo, like, it's nothing I can do, like, to try and win. If I can get an all-star caliber talent or, you know, all-NBA caliber talent, of course I do that in a heartbeat. And it's only going to cost me $6 million? Hell yeah. But the issue is how I don't believe Kyrie is willing. Listen, he's done some quirky stuff, right? He's told us the earth was flat. He's told us that, you know, that he wasn't going to get the vaccine. You know, he's taking a couple sabbaticals, you know. But I don't know if he's willing to leave $20 million, you know, after losing his shoe deal. Mm-mm. After you know, losing his shoe deal and after the fines that was levied on him last year when he wasn't playing early in the season. So, that's just a big ask, but if you're Brooklyn, you stand on the fact that, listen, you can offer him more than anybody, and he can opt in, and it's a short deal, but then that's the best play for him to get his money and win a championship. But he's shown that he can be a bit bratty.
Yeah.
And when you don't succumb to his wishes and him being able to call his own shots, he goes somewhere else. Ironically enough, he's going to a place from a guy that he left – because he felt like he was dictating his future and he wanted to control his future.
Eddie in Brooklyn, weigh in on this at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on Barton Hahn and ESPN Radio on SiriusXM Channel 80. Eddie, what should Kyrie do now?
Listen, Kyrie is going to the Lakers. From the beginning, Kyrie was giving us the hit there. You know, like how he messed up things with LeBron, and it was like he's trying to tell us he's going to go to the Lakers. He's going to force his way out of Brooklyn, and he's going to end up on the Lakers. As far as the money, he's going to get his money back, and he's going to be all right. He needs to go back, make things right with LeBron anyway.
How you going to get $20 million back? And then, okay, if he's going to mend the relationship with
he's going to get his money back to like others to other avenues, man. Come on, bro. Your guys know that. He's going to get that money back.
$20 million?
Like $20 million? He's going to make his money. He's going to lose that money as far as like what the Nets was going to pay him. Yeah, he's going to lose that money, but he's going to make other money other ways, man. He's going to go to the Lakers, man.
Okay,
I think that's what he's going to go do.
So he's going to mend the not to cut you off, we'll let you finish. So he's going to mend the relationship with LeBron James, but then sever and break the relationship that he has with Kevin Durant, who believed in him, who came with him, who left a dynasty to come back and play with him.
LeBron does not respect Kevin Durant the way he used to respect LeBron James.
Eddie in Brooklyn, I hear you, brother, but here's the problem I have with what you had to say. Not so much him going to the Lakers, but making that money back based on what we've seen from Kyrie. If he's the same Kyrie Irving, Bart, that we've seen so far, $6.4 million may be the best possible offer after this season, unless they win a championship and he's the best guy on that basketball team. And that's not happening either.
Yeah, because I don't see when the Lakers are going to be able to pay him again. I mean, I know that Westbrook, is he hoping that Westbrook money comes off? And then they say, okay, well, he's going to be part of our future in L.A., and we're going to give him some type of supermax? I don't know if that happens.
Yeah.
And you talk about, you know, making money off. Usually that's with brands and that's with companies. If you're a company and you're in Nike severing relationships with them, you want to go and try and hit your wagons to a guy that says controversial stuff all the time, which he can say something and he's supposed to be representing your brand? I don't know about that one.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy that even if you have receipts that the sky is blue, he'll say, no, it's not. And if he believes that sky is not blue, that's where he's going to lie when it comes to Kyrie Irving. By the way, Barton Hahn and ESPN Radio wants to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. They're close, convenient, and known for guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. John in Kentucky, what should Kyrie Irving do now? Let us know at 888-SAY-ESPN.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, John.
I really don't care where he goes. I don't think he knows where he wants to go. My question is to y'all. I'm a Suns fan, and the rumors go around in Arizona, which I'm in Kentucky now, but I'm a big Devin Booker fan also.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Durant traded to Phoenix for D.A., Bridges, Johnson, and two first-round picks. Will that hurt or help the Phoenix Suns down the road? What do y'all think?
I mean, Kevin Durant with anybody makes that team, any other superstar makes that team a legitimate threat.
Sure.
But come on, man. Listen, you don't want DeAndre Ayton. Why the hell would the Brooklyn Nets want DeAndre Ayton when you talk about a game that is transitioned from a traditional big? Like, he's not a big that can shoot the three. He's not like a stretch five. That's why they have a problem in paying him. It's only four great centers in his league which people will pay.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Embiid.
Yep.
Probably, you know, you look at Mobley and Cleveland.
Yeah, Nikola Jokic in Denver.
And Jokic. And I can't think of another one. I tried to make four, but I can't even think of four. Maybe Bam Adebayo, which who isn't a traditional five.
Yeah, or Jared Allen in Cleveland.
Right. And so, like, he's none of those. You know, I think DeAndre Ayton, who's a free agent, and he's a free agent, too. So, I don't even know if you can't even do that. Because they didn't give him his money last year. He's probably going to Detroit.
Put it this way, if you're Kyrie, more than ever before, people are not going to move heaven and earth just to get you. Boston did it, and they said, no, you got to go. Brooklyn did it, and not even, 3 years later, they're done with it. They say, if you can find a sign and trade Kyrie, we will grant you your wish and move on from you. You would think that somebody who is intelligent, we're not talking about a stupid guy here when it comes to Kyrie Irving. You would think somebody intelligent would say, you know what? My way has not worked. We got to try to get along to be gone. Why would you want to do that? But that's the problem, Bart. A guy like Kyrie Irving will always believe he's not the problem. he's the solution. And more often than not, he's been wrong when he's tried to employ that kind of strategy.
Well, self-awareness, man. Like you assume that he has self-awareness, or he has people within his camp that can tell him the truth. Obviously, that's not the truth. And if they are telling the truth is, hey, you need to go ahead and, at worst, opt in, get your $36 million, become a free agent next year where you can go to the highest bidder, and you don't have to worry about opting in or opting out. You'll be a free agent, and you get to prove that you can play a whole season. And if you win a championship, you not only put Brooklyn in a tough spot because they have to re-sign you, but now you become – your service become warranted from – you'll be wanted from other teams because they're like, he's a champion. And look, he showed that he can be available all year. He showed that he can play at least 60 games, 70 games in a regular season. Wasn't a lot of load management because outside of, you know, the shenanigans that he's pulled for non-basketball reasons, he hasn't been healthy just as a basketball player almost his entire career.
Yeah, playing a full season in Kyrie Irving, that probably hasn't happened since Biddy Ball when he was a kid dribbling around. He's about 8 years of age, and those kind of things, the best ability is availability, especially when you're Kyrie Irving and you have that kind of stroke. We're going to bring in the man that broke the story about Kyrie Irving can exercise a sign and trade because the Brooklyn Nets are allowing him to. And what does that mean for Kevin Durant? We'll do this after Bart tells you this about Cheerios.
If you're on a go, you might be skipping things like eating the healthy way, which is probably making you feel a bit more sluggish these days. Well, as a reminder, you can fuel life's special moments with heart-healthy Honey Nut Cheerios. Made with whole grains and low fat, Cheerios also provides 12 essential vitamins and minerals. So pour your heart into today. It's oh so important. Pick up a box of Honey Nut Cheerios today at your local grocery store.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
He is Bart Scott and Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn. Thanks for joining us on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as your smart speakers. So according to Christian Winfield, does a great job as a Brooklyn Nets and NBA reporter for the New York Daily News, the Brooklyn Nets have given Kyrie Irving permission to seek a sign and trade among the teams on his wish list. But also, according to reports, Kevin Durant has not spoken with the Brooklyn Nets, and the Los Angeles Lakers seem to be the only team wanting to be a part of the Kyrie Irving sweepstakes. Lakers bring in Christian Winfield. Hit him on Twitter at Chris Splash, as a New York Daily News reporter joining us here on Bart and Hahn. Christian, when you were able to receive sources telling you this about Kyrie Irving, can, if he wants to do a sign and trade, he can move on from Brooklyn, what was the first thing that went through your mind before putting that report out there?
I first had to confirm it, so I spoke to some other folks, and I was able to nail that down. And second, I was like, wow, the Nets are really going to go all the way with this, right? And going all the way means pushing Kyrie Irving. He either opts into this one-year deal, which is what I was told back in May was what the Nets wanted. The Nets have wanted all along for Kyrie to opt in and basically prove that he deserves a long-term guarantee by being available for his team. But, I mean, at the same token, if you're a player with injury history, you want that long-term security. You don't want to go out there and get hurt, and now you don't have financial security for years to come. So it's a tough situation, you know, but at the same time, what's at stake here? Kind of, you know, the one word I can use to sum up at stake for the Nets right now is relevance. I covered the Nets when they were winning 20 games and 28 games, and you get Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, which is a package deal. People forget that, right? Kyrie is the one who brought Kevin Durant here. You know, and now you're kind of in the spotlight and you're knocking on the door for championships every season. Well, knocking on the door is gone if Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are gone. And, you know, I've been told that Kevin Durant is obviously monitoring the situation closely. And if they can't come to an agreement with Kyrie Irving, I'm not so sure that Kevin Durant is going to stick around to see what supplementary pieces the Nets are going to be able to get in return. So it's a tough situation for the Nets, a tough situation for Kyrie Irving, a tough situation for Kevin Durant, and we're not even talking about Ben Simmons and all this. So these next couple of days are going to be interesting, and I'm going to be all over it.
Yeah, what I'm saying, I wonder if Kevin Durant, you know, maybe he can't get any guarantees from Kyrie Irving, who I feel like has let him down because he came here because of Kyrie Irving. And, you know, if they had made the trade for James Harden, just imagine the team that they would have had with LeVert and Jared Allen would have been like the favorite, as Jared Allen has become that mobile big that most teams desire and wish that they had. But at the end of the day, even with Kyrie Irving not being there, to me, Kevin Durant stand on that team if he gets a hard commitment from Ben Simmons. And I know that's tough to say, hey, I'm here and I'm in the fight with you and I'm going to play every game. I just had to get the back surgery. Is this still not the best team or one of the best teams, you know, in the Eastern Conference, being that it's not full, the league isn't full with, you know, three, you know, triple threats anymore? It's just kind of twosomes and a lot of depth.
I'm sorry, Bart, but the answer to that question is a definite no. I mean, Ben Simmons is coming off back surgery. He hasn't played basketball in more than an entire calendar year. And then you're looking at the rest of this roster, the same roster last year, even without Kyrie, they still couldn't grab rebounds. They still were having difficulty defending other teams. You saw them lose to the Celtics. They didn't have size. And now you're putting a lot of pressure on Ben Simmons, who not only back issues, but just had cited mental health issues for a reason why he wasn't on the floor for most of last season. When before that, you know, we can say that the pressure that he faced in Philadelphia probably contributed to those mental health issues. Now you're putting Ben Simmons back under pressure, which, I mean, it's just a tough situation. And then on top of that, if you're losing Kyrie in free agency, which I'm not sure how realistic him leaving the Nets and signing with the Lakers at that $6 million mid-level exception, I'm not sure how realistic that is. But if he leaves that route, you're not getting anything in return for him. That's the worst case scenario, period. Not getting anything in return for Kyrie and then not having the cap space to sign anybody in free agency. And if you're trading him, judging from some things that I've been hearing, the packages out there are underwhelming. So you're trading Kyrie for really pennies on the dollar. I'm in the same situation where pennies on the dollar for Kyrie is enough for this team to compete with Milwaukee, to compete with Boston, to compete with Miami, even Philly that's re-upping. And if you're not competing with those teams, Kevin Durant is out of there, too. And that's really what's at stake right now, like I said, relevance, right? If Kevin Durant leaves, we're back at ping pong balls. We're back at the NBA draft lottery with picks that don't belong to you. It's about a 5 to 6 year process for this team to get that relevance back, and that's what's at stake here.
Christian Winfield does a great job as a Brooklyn Nets and NBA reporter for the New York Daily News, joining Bart Scott and Freddie Coleman on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio. I'm going to stay right there with Kevin Durant in terms of, he put it out there in the podcast saying that he was not going to get in the middle of Brooklyn and Kyrie. They were going to have to work this out. How much of that do you believe has led to today and the Nets giving Kyrie Irving that permission to have a sign and trade be a part of his future?
Well, I've been told by multiple sources that Kevin Durant hasn't spoken to the Nets front office basically this entire season, this entire summer. So this is them two, this is Kyrie Irving and Nets front office really sorting this out themselves. And it just appears to be the Nets don't want to give Kyrie more than a year, right? They want him to return and prove that he's worth more than whatever the $36.5 million player option is. And Kyrie wants those guarantees. And yeah, Kevin Durant's in the middle of that. He has to be. This is the guy who brought him here, right? There's no Kevin Durant in Brooklyn if there's no Kyrie Irving, and some of that has to fall on the, you know, and. Obviously, yes. Kyrie Irving deserves a lot of the blame for his decisions, right? Not getting vaccinated in a market that has a vaccine mandate. Last year, taking 2 weeks off work when the insurrection at the Capitol happened. I think that is playing much more. I mean, that's a lot more at play right now than before, because that was really an excuse. You can say here, okay, the vaccine, COVID-19, that was just completely so far out of reality that, okay, anybody could have made a crazy decision not to get vaccinated. That's within your right. Not putting your team at the forefront of things that happened 2 Januaries ago when the insurrection at the Capitol happened and he just disappears off the face of the earth. I think that's coming back to bite him right now, because there's just so many things in the world that seem to be more important to Kyrie than basketball. So it's tough, but at the same time, you know, if you're looking at this Nets team, you're looking at how close they've come to winning a championship. I'm thinking 2 years ago when you got Kevin Durant's foot on the line, and that could be the difference. You know, giving having this team having KD and Kyrie on the floor gives you a chance to knock on that door of a championship every year. And it's just the alternative, I think, is just so far out of bounds that the Nets and Kyrie need to find a way to make this work.
Yeah, I mean, because if that's the case and that's how KD feels, if he says this, I think that Brooklyn understanding that, okay, if we don't sign Kyrie or figure it out, then we're going to lose Kevin Durant and we're back to ping pong balls. Then why don't they just – why doesn't Kevin Durant come out and say that?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I don't know if he's going to come out and say it publicly. I don't know if he's going to say it. I think a lot of this has to deal with what Kyrie is doing with his player option, right? He's got until Wednesday to decide if he's going to opt in or if he's going to opt out and test free agency, or if he's going to opt in and play for that year and really see what's going to happen. I think part of him also wants to see what the Nets are able to get back in the event that they do trade Kyrie. If you're able to trade Kyrie to the Clippers, for example, and you're able to get Robert Covington, Norman Powell, and Reggie Jackson, maybe Marcus Morris in that deal as well, I don't think that's necessarily a bad idea. I think that's adding depth. I think he really wants to see how the dust settles here before he makes any decisions. But I'm told he is definitely watching. I'm told he is definitely considering what his options are in the event that Kyrie is not on this team anymore. And if Kyrie is not on this team past July 1st and the Nets aren't getting some type of star or some substantial return for him, I'm not sure Kevin Durant sticks around to see what they're able to do.
Christian Winfield, New York Daily News Nets reporter with Bard and Hahn on ESPN Radio. Christian, what does your gut tell you what Kyrie Irving is going to do 2 days from now?
Man, I think that we know Kyrie is some semblance of a radical here, where he's going to do things that are just fit his way. And if the Nets aren't going to give him what he wants, I would not be surprised to see him test true free agency, see what deals are really out there, and maybe go sign with that Lakers at that mid-level exception, which is crazy when you consider he's leaving $30 million on the table. Mm-hmm. But it's not so crazy when you consider it's Kyrie Irving, right? And this is Kyrie Irving who has stood his ground on things that didn't even make sense, kind of like the earth being flat, right? Like some things just... Kyrie is going to do what Kyrie wants to do. And if he doesn't feel like he's getting the respect or the commitment from a franchise that he delivered Kevin Durant to, I could see him leaving, right? So part of me thinks, okay, maybe it's a sign and trade. But from what I've been hearing, the offers from other teams haven't been, you know, something that the Nets really want right away. So we're looking at a situation where I think Kyrie could leave. But part of me also thinks the Nets are going to realize that this is their one chance to really, like, hit gold, right? You don't... Not often in the NBA are you able to pair two of the most skilled players of all time on one team, especially here in Brooklyn, right? I mean, this team just came from winning 28 games not too long ago. Now you've got a chance to actually compete for a championship for the next 5 years, and you're going to punt on that. Something tells me that both Kyrie and the Nets are going to come to their senses soon, and maybe we find something in the middle. Maybe it's a 3-year deal with some incentivized guarantees. But if we're not getting more years on that deal, if the Nets are just saying 1 year, no more, I think Kyrie's going to leave. And it could be a sign and trade, or it could be him leaving a free agency.
Nobody saw this coming, not even a year ago, but here it is. The more things change, the more they stay the same, especially involving Kyrie Irving and stuff surrounding him. Hey, Christian, great stuff, great reporting. Keep us updated. Hang in there, brother, okay?
Appreciate you for having me, man. Anytime.
Christian Winfield, New York Daily News Nets reporter. Hit him on Twitter at Chris Splash. And even Bart, he didn't know what to say in terms of what Kyrie Irving could potentially do 2 days from now.
I mean, Kyrie's holding his hostage, man. Like, listen, yeah. I hate that he's making it about himself. But, you know, it's his right, right? And he's playing the game to his best ability. He's trying to apply as much pressure at the end of the day to be able to get what his desired result is. But I don't know how you're able to pull that off when you don't have other teams that's willing to pay you the money that you can get with Brooklyn. It's almost like us talking about Zion, right? Like, oh, well, Zion might tell them he's not going to pay. Nah, you're going to sign that money to make sure you can secure that bag. And I'm sure Kyrie's trying to do the same. You know, a lot of guys have these decisions coming up. You know, James Harden is mm-hmm. a guy as well, which, you know, I'm sure that he knows that Daryl Morey gave up so much and they're homeboys. But, you know, Daryl Morey and the ownership group only has so far that they're willing to go with James Harden after the performance he put on in the playoffs last year.
Yeah. By the way, keep weighing in. We can't wait to hear what you have to say at 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. The Brooklyn Nets have given Kyrie Irving permission to seek a sign and trade to move on. That's possible by June 29th, even whether he opts in or not. Where should he go or should he stay? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Be heard next on Bart and Hahn, and this is ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Christian Winfield joining us here on Bart and Hahn.
I think Kyrie could leave. A part of me also thinks that you can realize that this is their one chance to really, like, hit gold. Not often in the NBA are you able to pair two of the most skilled players of all time on one team.
Oh,
I see. All right now.
Have you seen Melly Mel right now? Melly Mel look like a wrestling promo.
Yeah, he does. He looks like the before picture before you have to go into rehab. That's what Melly Mel looks like right now. He's brought Scott and Freddie Coleman.
How long
Coleman.
You did, brother? How long you been out?
You should have told somebody. I was there. Anyway, Barton Hahn here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM channel, 80 your smart speaker. He's Bart Scott. I'm Freddie Coleman in for Alan Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. So the Brooklyn Nets have made their choice again. Hey, Kyrie, if you can work out a sign and trade, we will try to accommodate you. Where should he go? Let us know right now, and we'll let you know if you're right or wrong. Probably right anyway. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Andre, Massachusetts, Kyrie's next destination should be what and why?
Kyrie's destination needs to be to go into his restroom and to look in the mirror, all right, because that's where all these problems begin and end. We saw what Rose just tweeted out. Only team that's saying that they will even consider trading for Kyrie is the Lakers. They don't have the pieces. And, oh, by the way, the Nets already said, we're not interested in anything that you're selling. So for me, again, born in the great state of New Jersey, where Kyrie is from, I hope that he takes that look in the mirror and does some internal thinking about his trajectory to this point. But if not, he's on a Stephon Marbury track. And he's gotten there a lot sooner than Stephon Marbury did in his career. NBA is telling him, we've had enough. Okay, you need, for all of your talent, okay, if you're going to continue to be as disruptive, we're better off without you. So if he's going to continue to put that firm line in the sand, your journalist before, great segment, he just said he's going to end up taking that mid-level exception. He's not getting his money. The jury is out, okay? Either you switch up gears, which is going to take a lot for him to do, or you're going to have to take a lot less to be a supporting piece on a championship team. Thanks for taking my call.
Great call, by the way.
I know, man. Well informed, man. To the point. You know what I'm saying?
Jeez. Andre,
how do you follow that? Do you think somebody else can follow that? Like,
I don't know, but good luck to them.
Because
I'm not trying to follow that.
Let's go to Daniel. Let's go to Daniel. Let's see. Let's put the pressure on. Who you want to put the pressure on?
Yeah, Daniel, Nevada. Pressure's on. Kyrie's next destination is where and why, Daniel?
Kyrie's next destination? Oh, man, I can't follow that. Honestly, I could see him going to the lake. And LeBron are just gonna melt.
You know what? I don't know.
Daniel, this is like Burger King, man. We know you didn't call to talk about no damn Kyrie.
Amen. Yeah.
Hey, go ahead and talk about what you can
exactly.
And talk about. We know what you. Go ahead and tell.
Exactly.
We just messed with
you. Okay, I did have a burning question for you guys. Honestly, yeah. I wanted to ask you about DeAndre Ayton and his future.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned on a podcast I was listening to that he was interested in Golden State among a bunch of
no
teams.
No chance.
And I'll play with. Kevon looking like he needs a bacchiotomy out there, and Wiseman being the ultimate question mark on a rookie contract, what would the Warriors give up, and do you think it would be worth it for them to pick up a center like DeAndre Ayton?
Not at all. You know what I mean? Because he's not the type of center that they want. You know what I mean? He's in the mold of the Andrew Bogut. He's a guy that, you know, even Andrew Bogut, I think, at stretch has a little bit more range. Not that Ayton doesn't have range, but he's an old-school type. He's like having who's that? The Frenchman, Bogut,
Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert. He's like having Rudy Gobert, right? He has a little bit better offensive game, but he's not as dominant as Rudy Gobert is as far as being a rim protector.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to let it. You know, listen. We talk about the Golden State Warriors. They love homegrown talent.
Yeah.
They're going to give Wiseman the opportunity to prove that he is mm-hmm. the player that he, you know, that they thought he was. He's a young player, has range. He's a modern big. He's also 7 feet. He's also a player that, you know, only played 1 year in Memphis, and we really can't say he played because he was suspended so much with Penny Hardaway.
Yeah.
So, like, they're going to – I think they let Looney walk, and you bring a guy like McGee back.
Here's the deal with DeAndre Ayton. His best chance to be a better player is to stay his butt right where he is. I don't know what got into him with Monty Williams and maybe the contract, all that stuff. But Bart, he should stay right where he is because it'd be a better situation.
Well, he won't find a better situation immediately, right? And I say that immediately because, you know, you still have Chris Paul. And Chris Paul is the person who unlocked him. Devin Booker did not unlock him.
Yeah.
It was the fact that Chris Paul is able to be able to get him the ball where he needs the ball, set him up, and keep him in rhythm. But for me, and when I really think about it, you know, those reports that the Pistons traded Jeremy Grant so they can create space for DeAndre Ayton, I mean, the Pistons are quickly becoming an exciting young team that people can't laugh at. Because you look at them playing 500 or plus basketball after the All-Star break, and they finished really strong. Now you add Jaden Ivey there. You still got Killian Hayes, who may have to come off the bench, but he's only a player that's been in the league 2 years.
Yeah.
And now you talk about the emerging, you know, of Sadiq Bey, you know, putting up a 50 burger last season.
And Cade Cunningham.
Yeah, Cade Cunningham. You add that. You talk about this is a guard league. Well, now you have two great guards, and now you have a good wing player, Sadiq Bey. I don't know, man. Like, you can be laughing at the Pistons right now, but I think you're going to have to start respecting them.
And by the way, the best move for the Phoenix Suns this offseason, Devin Booker no longer dating a Jenner. Right then and there, automatic, the best move that the Phoenix Suns have made.
I say it all the time. Mm-hmm. No one single force has destroyed more African-American athletes than the Kardashians.
Facts, and more facts. From Bart Scott and Freddie Coleman, thanks for joining us on Bart and Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. And Aaron Judge keeps adding more and more zeros to his next contract, whether the Yankees like it or not. That's next on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
And by the way, the best move for the Phoenix Suns this offseason, Devin Booker no longer dating a Jenner. Right then and there, automatic, the best move for the Phoenix Suns to make.
I say it all the time. Mm-hmm. No one single force has destroyed more African-American athletes than Kardashians.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, we kid because we don't care here on Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speaker, Bart Scott. That's him, Freddie, coming in for Alan Hahn. And I don't know about you, Bart, but when I saw what Daniel Jones had to say to the New York Post about his uncertain future with the New York Giants and how to get better with these words, "It is my life. Everything revolves around football and my job. That's how I make decisions," end quote. That sounded like a guy that's having a cry for help when it comes to Daniel Jones.
I mean, maybe that cry is going to be answered by Brian Daboll and that squad, man. Wink Martindale over there. If he can't win and be able to be successful with those guys, I just don't see him being successful anywhere, and he could be headed for the same fate that Sam Darnold had, you know, being traded or you know, being on his second chance.
And Brian Daboll has been known that he can coach quarterbacks. And if you're Daniel Jones, you could not – this is the best possible hands that you've been in a long time, with a guy that knows offense, that understands how to work that quarterback position. But this is what happens when you have a guy that, when you think about it, let's go to the facts here, was overdrafted based on his skill set coming out of Duke, no matter what kind of athletic ability that Daniel Jones possesses at that position.
Well, you know, overdrafted based on his khakis and, you know, his
I was talking about his fashion.
And his mannerisms reminding people of, like, it's like reminding you of your ex. And like, it's like, oh, maybe I'll do it again. I shouldn't have never let her get away. And then coming back with that, you know what I mean? With the khakis and the mannerisms of Eli Manning, you know, and Dave Gettleman telling his generational talent and all this and that. Yeah. Yeah, it got real, you know, but, you know, he benefited from it, but now you got to put up or shut up. And, you know, the same goes for Saquon Barkley as well, because you could have two guys that were overdrafted, you know, from the Giants find their way on the streets.
It's funny you mentioned Saquon Barkley, because lost in that whole conversation has been him, because all we heard from Giants training camp in the offseason is how great he looks. I'm thinking, okay, he's part of the underwear Olympics right now. Yeah. You want everybody to look good from that standpoint. But that's been lost in the whole Daniel Jones last year. Saquon Barkley, he has to produce, or all of a sudden he's looking at an uncertain future with the New York Giants.
Absolutely. It's last chance you for Saquon Barkley as well, man. And like, you look at, you know, the landscape of the running back position, you know, people regret, you know, the Christian McCaffrey contract. We look at all the bad contracts, and, you know, he's on the wrong side, or approaching the wrong side of 30 before you know it, in, you know, 3 years. So, you know, you can go running back by committee.
Bart and Han.
I told him I got to quit taking him for granted again. Really, I mean, just such a, what I marveled at was just how easy he swung right there. You know, it's just like he's just trying to touch the ball.
Neo on. That one's drilled deep to left field. Going back, Diaz looking up. See ya! A walk-off three-run home run for Judge. And the Yankees win it.
Where does that confidence, that quiet confidence come from this team?
Oh, when you're the best player on the team, you know, how can you not?
I know, boy.
Say it with your chest, son.
Yeah, saying it with your chest and also laying the smackdown. We'll see how much of being taken for granted could cost the New York Yankees when it comes to Aaron Judge. He's Bart Scott and Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn and Freddie on Bart and Hahn and ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM channel, any of your smart speakers. By the way, real quick, the road to the rematch is on as bantamweight champ Juliana Pena and former champ Amanda Nunez go head-to-head as coaches on the historic 30th season of The Ultimate Fighter. Stream the series now exclusively on ESPN Plus. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com, because whatever ultimate fight the Yankees thought they were going to get into an Aaron Judge and maybe win that battle, Bart, that's not looking good. A guy that has 28 home runs in 73 games, on pace for 58 to 60 home runs and winning games like he's done three times this year with a walk-off, the most in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it's about those moments, man. Listen, it's amazing what happens when athletes, when they bet on themselves and it's a contract year. I mean, we used to always laugh, like, you know, expect the best out of Albert Haynesworth if there's some money on the line, right?
And yeah, good
you know,
point.
It's like one of those things. The guy who can't stay healthy all of a sudden can stay healthy, and you have to look at the whole picture if you're the Yankees. And I understand, you know, and I'm sure they're really considering and trying to figure out, okay, is this fool's gold? Because we're only halfway there. And, you know, unfortunately for Judge, it's been a calf. It's been something, you know, every year. And I think that's pretty much probably what was giving the Yankees hesitation. They've had to have those bad contracts. And because, listen, this is why I'm against it and why they haven't paid Judge. Because he's had 4 years that he's been in the major leagues that he's made under $1 million. Mm-hmm. He's been grossly underpaid.
Sure.
So, I mean, I understand you don't pay people for what they've done. You pay them for what they're going to do. But you've had him for cheap for 4 years, and he's been one of the most popular, famous, and productive baseball players in all the league. You owe him that, and it sets a good precedent for all the guys that come up through the farm system. He's the last of the baby bombers. Last I checked, yeah. Greg Bird is nowhere around. Last I figured out, the Kraken had got caught. So I don't know, like, you know, you got to pay the guy that's lived up to expectations, as it looks like Gleyber's Torres may not be that starter they thought he was going to be when they first got him from the Cubs.
By the way, last year, Aaron Judge played in 148 games, had 39 home runs and 98 RBI. So the New York Yankees want to use that against him. Mm-hmm. He was able to do that. I know he's only played more than 130 games twice. Back in his rookie season in 2017 and last season, he's on pace to do it this year. But if you're the New York Yankees, you better pay attention to Tim Kirkson, ESPN Major League Baseball analyst, when he's on KJM, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max this morning. He said, hey, New York Yankees, you better do everything you can to make sure your boy gets paid.
This is going to set up for a fascinating situation after the season. Let's just say Judge hits 62 homers. The Yankees win the World Series. How in the world are you going to justify not bringing him back? And yet he's 30 years old. He's got a history of injuries. He's a big man whose body in theory, could break down. It's a hard game to play, period, especially when you're playing every day at 6'7", 282. But I think the Yankees have to do everything they can to get him re-signed, and he bet on himself and said, I'm better than a seven-year, $213 million extension, and we'll see where this goes. But it's a really interesting spot.
And I get it from the Yankee standpoint. You don't want to pay somebody that long when it comes to 8 years.
Yeah.
But you better pony up close to 5-6 years and make sure it's worth at least $40 million a year, because somebody else will pay that money for Aaron Judge.
I mean, the problem is we've just never seen a 6'7", 6'8" outfielder weighing 280 pounds. Like, we think that John Carlos is a big guy, 6'6", 240.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy is 40 pounds bigger than him, and it's not like a shred of fat on him. And you're saying, well, maybe that may not age well, and I get those old pictures of Larry Bird and his back being injured.
Yeah.
You know, but the good thing is he's in a league where he can – well, it's a universal DH, so he can just play DH. Like, and he plays an outstanding, outfield, and he also can just move to first base. Like,
yeah,
just move to first base eventually.
Yeah, and you
make
have
it easy
options.
For him.
Yeah, and by the, he's making it easy for you to make a decision.
Yeah.
If you're the Yankees, because you had to come to grips with an arbitration hearing. You didn't want to pay him $21 million. He said, I'm not going to play for $17 million. It's going to be prorated, and he wound up winning that battle. He keeps winning all the time. He's stacking up W's every time we turn around when it comes to Aaron Judge.
But the thing is his feelings hurt, and now you have to overpay. It's like Dollar Bill from Players Club.
Well,
do something to make me feel good. Like, now you got to do something to make me feel. So now you wanted that number that we were talking about before?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to need that times, like, at least 25%.
Because there's another owner in that city that if you don't pony up, Steve Cohen, he makes enough money that he can write a check in this grunt country, and every bank is going to bounce. He'll pay that money.
How about the Giants? The Giants is that's
sure.
going home,
yep.
And they're not paying nobody. They got, listen, we know that organization has a knack for being able to be bad and then be good in a really short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going home is always a beautiful thing. And, so it's threats out there, but they put themselves in that position because they were only bidding against themselves, before the season started. But now they're going to have to bid with everybody. That's why we love free markets.
Yeah, and by the way, I don't blame the Yankees for taking that stance, but I wonder how much they have buyer's remorse by saying, we're going to wait. And now the waiting is the hardest part. It's going to cost the Yankees a little bit more money. Hey, Bart, we'll do it again tomorrow, my man. Great stuff, Rodner.
Hey, we will do it live together in person, man. Listen, I'm gonna leave my scooter at First Take in case you need it so you can go ahead and get over there. You don't have to run.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. And my legs appreciate that. Canty and Carlin coming your way next. More on the latest developments involving Kyrie Irving. This has been Bart and Hahn on the mighty ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.